This was crazy.
Who does this?
Why would anyone ever see a TikTok money glitch and run straight to the bank?
Because they're stupid. That's why. What do you mean, why? What do you think? Yeah, it's obvious.
I said it's heavy. It is lined up.
Damn.
No.
There for that free money.
No.
Man.
It's safe to say this TikTok money glitch just ruined so many people's lives, as for some reason people think it's a good idea to try a TikTok money glitch. Now you may be asking, what is this glitch? Well,
the TikTok money glitch is you run up to somebody and you pull a gun on them and you say, give me your money, and then they give you their money. It's like this crazy thing. It's like Grand Theft Auto or something. Can you believe that?
Short version is, it's check fraud. And if you are dumb enough to actually do this, you will be financially ruined and likely go to jail for this. But there are a handful of scams going on currently. The main money glitch people are talking about is there's apparently some glitch in the Chase banking app where you can deposit a large check that is bad, and then you have a short time limit to actually withdraw the money in cash from the ATM before the check is cleared. And I guess absolute idiots, they're doing this on their own accounts. And then you have other people who are
doing this on their own account. It has their first and last name, their phone number, their social security number, their place of work. Well, I would say it has their bank account information, but it literally is their bank account. Like, I mean, what do you think is going to happen on camera? Like, it's like they're giving away free money. Did you hear they're giving away free money? What?
Naive enough and didn't know better to let scammers do this to their accounts. But clearly, the bank started to crack down on this and ended up freezing all the accounts involved with these shady transactions.
Surprise.
As here, you have a Chase customer getting their accounts frozen while trying to do the money glitch.
Oh, wow.
I know it. I told you. Bro, I knew it.
How much does it say? Fuck, bro. He got a 7-day hold. He put $40,000 on the account, and then they put him on a 7-day hold.
Come on, it's him, bro. Chase. I knew that for Chase.
I guess in 2024, people are just posting videos.
And then he gets mad. I love how he gets mad at the bank for not giving him $40,000. Man, I knew not to go with these guys. Man, fuck, man. This bank sucks, bro. Fuck.
Angry because Chase Bank won't let them steal money from them. Honestly, this whole clip just gives off the energy of this viral clip.
Yes.
Hi, sir. I'm here to pick up your daughter.
Absolutely not.
Chase Bank will let me overdraft my account by 10 grand. Because that's what ended up happening when the checks finally cleared and they had already taken out the cash.
They got the minus.
What is my life?
What is my life? What do I even do now, bro? Well, I feel like this problem isn't really that complicated though, right? Because if you withdrew $10,000, let's say, then you could just give them back the $10,000. So then the problem solves itself. Yeah, just give the money back. They already went and spent it. If you can spend $10,000 in a day,
that's
impressive.
What is my life? Why do I have $11,000 missing from my bank account?
Damn.
Is this like humorous to you guys? Like,
Yes. As a matter of great question.
The kiki ha 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 moment for y'all, bro.
Yes.
I work very hard for my money. Tell me why I check my bank account after I hear about this Chevy Chase, whatever. I'm missing $11,000 from my Chase account.
He worked very hard. He had to write, this is my check that I am depositing for $12,000 to me right now. Okay, give me... This is like, bro, imagine a bank robber, like, at the courthouse. Bro, guys, like, look, like, can y'all believe this, bro? They got me down bad. I'm getting canceled out here just because of something I saw on TikTok. What is this?
My I don't know whether to feel sad or to feel mad, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm in shock right now, but I have goosebumps like all over my body. Like, I don't know what to feel, bro. Is this how a crash out starts? Like, I dead want to drive my car through a goddamn McDonald's and say it all, bro. This is like 11,000 from. But why would this is this funny? This is not cute, bro. This is not demure, but what is this, bro? Dead ass.
Demure has been a popular word for like 1 month, and I'm already over it. Is committing check fraud at Chase Bank brat or demure? Let me know in the comments down below. Oh. I feel like that's the new flavor of brain rot content that's currently.
Yeah, there's a lot of stupid girls on Twitter that use that word now. I see it a lot.
Circulating on Instagram, because the other day I pulled an Instagram reel that said something around the lines of, is Sonic the Hedgehog demure or brat? And at that point I just turned off the whole phone. But I noticed that this dude,
smart, I would have maybe thrown it out the window,
dude has the exact same screenshot of his bank account as the other dude.
Bro, what the
this one's probably fake. One of these has got to be fake, right? It's got to be fake.
Bro told me tap in, bro. Bro said he got the job a day before the grab. Bro,
this gotta be fake. That one of them gotta be fake.
You up? I'm like, I bet this is my only, bro. My only account, bro, and they gonna whack.
Is the same account? No, it's gotta be.
Bro,
they're both farming. I hope so.
So. What y'all need to do, man, y'all follow me.
They write the same check.
Go viral, man. This Chase glitch. Don't do this, man. Y'all don't do this. Y'all save y'all account. Get y'all money. Otherwise, man, this bow. Don't do it. Hear ye, hear ye. I'm out.
So one of them might be real, or we're just seeing multiple people just LARPing as self-inflicted victims. And then you have this guy with an alleged...
It's just so funny to me.
Negative 40 grand balance.
This one they found out was fake. I think this one was fake, right?
Man, they really this told one was me fake? To type in. Next day it was supposed to clear. Look at my account, yo.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Bro, what the...
This one seems the fakest out of all of them, yeah. Because who just reports themselves, like, just wiping their face aggressively?
People do
that.
It
seems try hard. There's a lot of actual people that this happened to, but from what I'm seeing, there's so many videos of these people promoting it, and they're all
shopping spree on the way. Chase glitch. How do you do this?
Unfortunately, before I could download them all. So these super viral videos of these people being really upset with massive negative balances, I'm guessing they're fake. But
a lot of them are.
Some videos that didn't go super viral. So I wouldn't be surprised if these super viral videos that are still up are probably fake, because I mean, who wants to snitch on themselves like that?
Yeah,
unfortunately,
true.
A lot of people, as we've actually covered on this channel here before.
Yeah, they should.
But hey,
do.
I mean, at least there's a little bit of hope on TikTok.
Y'all, I want to hit that chat. Chase plays so bad right now, bro. I'm seeing people, my close friends, going up 20-30k running it up on Chase. I see somebody just hit 90k on Twitter, but I just know if I hit that play, God gonna use me to be the example. I just know.
No fucking shit. Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, he is. So let me just go ahead and praise him.
He's a smart guy. Yeah.
But then there's just so many others that just rip away what little hope I have.
Half of these have to be. They will use these. There's no way. There's no way, guys.
I can only hope that's a skit. What's the upside of posting that video?
Bro, like, what you do, bro? Like, you said everything was a go, bro. Like, do you know how much trouble you got me? Look, like, they calling me right now, bro.
This is 100% fake. That Chase Banks on the phone. 100% fake. That one's actually funny.
Hold up. Okay, so this guy has a fake screenshot of a negative $99 billion balance. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
But speaking of snitching on yourselves, I found these two posts, which seem a little bit more real. As you see with both of these screenshots, day one, $100. Day two, a whole lot more. But still, I'm trying to figure out why would anyone document themselves doing this? It doesn't make sense. The upside is what? Attention and clout.
I think the reason why it happens is that a lot of people aren't really taught at all about... people aren't really taught at all about how to think about things, and they aren't taught like the economics of how the banks work, so they don't really get like what's going on. I think that's really what happened. Yeah, Concord video got down. I have no idea why. Yeah, I'd have to look and check. And let's see here. No sense of danger or consequences. Well, I think that they don't even know that it's happening. That's, I think, the reason why it's interesting is like they're not even sure. They don't even know why something like that's happening or what it is, because they just don't know what the fuck is going on. I think that's really the reason why, more than anything. So, yeah, it definitely makes sense.
Well, the downside is fraud charges.
I think that people don't even view it as fraud. Yeah, that's the issue. And by the way, I think that the Concord video, it seems like it doesn't look problematic to me. Yeah. Now it's okay. It was privated? No, it was, but then it got, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. My editor's probably fixing something. Like, why am I even thinking about this? He's probably fixing something. It's okay. It says private. I see it. Yeah. It probably just had, some sort of glitch or something like that. Yeah, it's okay. Anyway, I think there's a sound issue. Yeah, it's no big deal. Like, there it is. Anyway, I think people just don't understand that it's fraud, or they don't think they're going to get in trouble for it. And I think that here's actually the biggest reason. It's because people are broke and desperate, so they will believe anything like this. So they don't really, like, they want it to be true so much that they just believe it anyway.
Hello? But hey, I mean, I guess quick money, no matter the consequences,
of course,
is attractive to some people.
Naturally.
But people also have to remember, there is no such thing as free money, especially if it's a viral trend called the TikTok Chase money glitch. That just said...
Who's like, oh, there's this money glitch? Who does this? Like, how can you think like this? They're only thinking about now, not the future? Yes.
Sounds like a great way to get arrested. But then you have videos like this.
Twins, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not even supposed to condone this type of behavior due to the direction that I'm trying to project my life in. But that Chase bait play looking too sweet right now, twins. No cap. I could just hit one Chase bait play. I could buy so many shabigs. Like, twins is hitting for 30, 40 balls, 50 balls. Like,
I love how... My favorite thing about these videos is they remind me of like Trailer Park Boys, where it's like Ricky and Julian and Bubbles, like their plan is to do some kind of scam and then retire for the rest of their lives on the $12,000 that the scam is going to make them. Like, all they need to do is do this one thing, get $40,000, and then they're just going to be good. Like, then everything's going to be totally fucking fine. The big dirty, yeah, bro, like, we just do this one last job, we get this done, and then we retire, and we're done forever, guys. We're going to be living on the high life. Yeah, one last job. Freedom 45, yeah.
You know how many shabings that can get me?
Thankfully, this guy was only talking about it, even though he was tempted, but his comments were just filled with people either claiming
no more nine
done
to five,
this glitch, or... fishing for victims to try to like trick them into essentially scamming them. If you got Chase, let me know. Someone PMO. If you got Chase, let me know. How do you withdraw it all at once? PMO.
It's so sad, isn't it? It's so fucking sad. How do you do this?
Who got Chase? Let me know. I got Chase.
Oh no. That's bad news. I saw a lot of people were calling this kiting, but apparently this money glitch isn't kiting. Kiting is apparently when you open multiple bank accounts and you send various amounts of money to each bank account. And
yeah,
they essentially just keep paying each other off. And you're essentially just, I guess, exploiting the latency of the banking system.
Yeah.
As the first account, you deposit $100, you send the second account $200.
Right.
Then you send the third account $300. Then the third account sends the fourth account $400. And the fourth account sends...
Guys, I just thought of a new TikTok money glitch. Actually, I think this one's too complicated. Because the Chase money glitch was just put in a number and then they give you the money. What? Yeah. So put in like $5,000 and you get $5,000. Well, I want to put in $10,000. Yeah, it can't be simpler than that, yeah. How do I withdraw it all at once?
And then suddenly you have some money left over, and then, like, three overdrafted accounts. But the crazy thing about, I guess, like, advanced scams is it takes so much effort that you might as well just make
just
money
get a job,
because then you don't have the downside, and it's almost the same amount of effort.
Yeah.
The people who are trying to scam others in the comments here, I'm assuming, is, like, some sort of advanced fee scam. And then you have this whole other scam going on in the midst of this, where if you access Chase ATMs with contactless, apparently the ATM doesn't close out from your account when you withdraw your cash. You have to click that you're finished on the pad. And apparently it's different from when you insert the card. Because when you insert the card, once you take the card out, you don't have access.
Chase is really fucking up, huh? They're super fucked. That's crazy. Wow. The people ruining the mule themselves? Well, it's like, yeah. Does anybody have Chase? Oh, you do? Can you withdraw $10,000 for me and send it? Can you send me to... I mean, it's free money, man. Can you just send me... Actually, can I get $17,000? Yeah, just real quick. Just do it. Just right, real quick. Here, why don't you get out 20? You keep 3. Give me the 17. We both win. How about that? Who does this? How does this happen?
When you do the contactless, you technically still have access because it's just a beep. So now you have people putting glue in the slots to where people insert their cards, so they have to use the contactless, and then they just walk after them and bank on the fact that they don't close out their bank account before they leave the ATM. And then they withdraw their own money from that person's account. The world of scamming is just an all-around terrible place. But
it's just like such a retarded scam. Like, why do you do that? It's like, you know, they have like 7 4K cameras at the fucking ATM. Like, if you go to the ATM, like, you really think that, do you think there's no fucking camera there? I don't even understand this. How many cards got cloned? I don't even know. We have the same ATMs where I work. We force you to re-auth if you want to make another withdrawal. Yeah, of course.
There's definitely some funny things coming from this. So here I have a tweet saying, like, yesterday, a glitch in Chase Bank's system allowed people to withdraw funds they weren't entitled to, prompting the bank to place a 7-day hold on the affected accounts. As a consequence, Chase accounts holders who participated in this glitch are now dealing with massive negative balances, as well as 7-day hold on their accounts. And then they
post
this video, which has to be a skit.
This one's scam. Sorry, this one's a joke. Yeah. Yeah. Yep, this one was a joke. It has to be.
Kick the Chevs, kick the Chevs. We having a Chevy party later. Bring all the Chevy honors out. I don't even like posting my accomplishments in life. For all that they ain't want to give me their Chev, eat it. You up 100,000. Everybody gonna eat tonight. Blue hunnets, blue cards.
Like, this is clearly a parody of the people doing the money glitch.
Yeah.
Motion picture money right there. I was
wondering
if Chase responded to all this. So we have a New York Post article that says TikTokers are trying to exploit a Chase Bank glitch and discovering it comes at a huge cost. Experts say
the glitch video is looking awful lot like check fraud, one of the oldest scams in the book. it's crazy how, like, I wonder, because, like, I always think about this, like, how dumb do you have to be in order for this to, like, be something that you're going to get caught, like, and like, do, right? Like, do you understand, like, multiplication? Do you understand algebra? Like, do you understand, like, so what is supply and demand? Like, when did World War II happen? Things like that, right? It's like, what? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, it's just, I've seen it happen. Yeah, like, where are we here? 1800s? Yeah, obviously.
Glitch videos look an awful lot like check fraud, one of the oldest scams in the book. Videos urging customers at the bank to take advantage of a glitch quickly took off online, prompting people to deposit fake checks for large sums of money. But Chase quickly fixed the bug and is clawing back any money doled out to people who didn't deserve it. A spokesperson for Chase Bank told the Post consumers should be skeptical if something seems too good to be true. It likely is.
If you think that, like, yeah, there's this free money glitch where everybody just gets all of the money as if you just put in a number and it just gives you that much money. Like, how do you get it's unbelievable that people get fooled by this.
We're aware of this incident and it has been addressed. Regardless of what you see online, depositing a fraudulent check and withdrawing the funds from your account is fraud, plain and simple. Spokesperson added. But I mean, hey, at least we're getting some pretty entertaining skits out of
it's
all this.
It's funny.
What's your sign say?
You got Chase?
That's a skit, right?
Yeah.
That's a skit. But I mean, rammed a police officer with their wheelchair and lied about it on national TV like this guy did. And you can check out that story here because it is just insane. But other than that, I'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.
That is fucking crazy. I don't understand how... I don't get how so many people were fooled by this. And I feel like the only reason why is because people are broke and desperate. I'll link you guys the video. This is a good one. Give it a like. America's special. What I find to be really impressive and amazing about this is the fact that so many people, the saddest thing about it to me is how happy they are. They're so happy that it's happening. They're like, yes, this is the greatest day of my life. I'm finally going to be fucking rich. You know, stupid people. Yeah. It's like, how do you even think this way? But I think that they're probably so desperate and so dumb that they just do it anyway. That happened to my country too. I feel bad for them a little bit. I do too. There are people who are victims of their own stupidity. And that's really what it is. I think that's exactly what's happened here, is that these are people who are 100% just victims of their own stupidity. And that's the reason why they act this way. So yeah.